Today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud Zayin, and we are 23 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Omid Beis, the two dots, Yotza Menachem V'Nichnas Shammai. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehillah, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudis Rechel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Fager Rachel, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Shoshana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's Daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl, Ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Teh Zayin Amid Aleph returned to the regular program, to the primary topic in Sugya of Masechtas Chagiga, which are the laws of Aliyah L'Regel, the mitzvah to be Oyler Regel, and the korbanos that the Yid had to bring when he was Oyler Regel. And the Mishnah mentioned a machloikis. In fact, the Mishnah mentioned that this machloikis was a machloikis that was debated by the greats of the generation through five successive generations. Rashi says, from a historical perspective, this is the first machloikis in the history of Klal Yisrael. The machloikis was that if a Yid brought the karbonos haregel on Yontif, was he allowed to do smicha? Or was he not allowed to do smicha? Now, the background to this halacha is that one of the mitzvahs that a person is obligated to do when he brings a karbon yachid is smicha. Smicha means you lean on the animal with all your might. We'll see a little bit about it in the daf. And that's something that a person has to do. Now, it's not ma'akev in the karbon. The only aspects of a karbon that are ma'akev are the avodas adam, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. But at the same time, when a yid brought a karbon, there were a lot of shiori mitzvah that it was able to be mekayim, and one of those mitzvahs was the mitzvah of smicha. Incidentally, the mitzvah of smicha is not just to lean, but it's to lean, and while the person leaned on the animal, he was misvada, different nuschais or vidui, depending on what karbon was being brought. But that's the basic concept of smicha. Now, there was a machloikis, tanoim, whether smicha is done on yontif or whether smicha is not done on yontif. Now, what would be the tzad not to do smicha on yontif? Why not? It's a mitzvah. Do it. And do it on yontif. The reason is because when a person does smicha, he's being mishtamish bebalchai. Essentially, what he's doing is he's engaging in contact with an animal, and that's not something that you're allowed to do on yontif. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Be'ah Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis that you're not allowed to ride on an animal on yontif. You're not allowed to be mishtamish bebalchai on yontif. And because when you do smicha, you're being mishtamish bebalchai, so you're really violating an iser. If you're violating an iser, maybe you shouldn't do it. Now, to be clear, the iser to be mishtamish bebalchai is an iser d'rabbanon. It's not an iser d'iraisa. But at the same time, you're doing an iser d'rabbanon. So the question is, do we say, do the smicha despite the fact that there's an isser of being mishtamish b'bachai or not? That was the machloikis that was mentioned in the Mishnah. And again, Rashi says this is the first machloikis of all time. In the Mishnah itself, you see that this is an interesting machloikis. In fact, the Mishnah said five different generations where this was debated. Yosi ben Yoyezer said, Shaloi lismoich. Yosef ben Yoichanan said, yes, smicha. Yeshua ben Prachi said, no. Nitair Bailey said, yeah. Yehuda ben Tabai said, no. Shimon ben Shetach said, yeah. Shmaya said, yeah. Avtalion said, no. Shammai said no, Hillel said yeah. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah, B'derech Agav, when it mentioned Shammai and Hillel, so the Mishnah said, Hillel u'menachem loy nechleku, yotza menachem nichnas Shammai, and when Shammai was nichnas, then Hillel and Shammai did debate this point. So it seems like before there was Hillel and Shammai, there was Hillel and Menachem. So we know a lot about Hillel and Shammai. But it seems before that, Hillel had a zug, a bal plukta, or not a bal plukta, because Hillel Menachem loy nechleku, but at the very least, a counterpart, and his name was Menachem. What happened? Yotza Menachem. Menachem left. And when Menachem left, nichna Shammai, and the rest is history. So the Gemara says, Yotza Menachem, lehechon yotza, where did he go? He left. It's a very interesting sprach. Where did he go to? Abaye Amar. Abaye said, Yotza le Tarbusra. He was Yotza le Tarbusra, which is an interesting segue and continuation from the previous Gemara. We just learned a daf and a half about Elisha bar Avua, Acher, Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher, and here we have Menachem, literally, on the same daf, where Menachem was Yotza. Where did he go? He went to Tarbesu. Rav Amarav says, no, Yotza l'avidus ha-melech. He went to work for the king. Tanya Amihochi, we learned to the Braisa like Rav, Yotza Menachem l'avidus ha-melech. Menachem went l'avidus ha-melech. The Yotzu imay shmoinim zugais talmidim, and he didn't go by himself, but he took 80 chavrusa shafts, 80 pairs of talmidim, levushin tzi roikim, and they were all wearing very chasheva begadim. Amar Rav Shem bar Rabba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Shem bar Rabba said, in the name of Rav Yochanan, a person should not make light of a shvus, meaning something that's only asim midrabanan. It's mutim midrayisa, but it's asim midrabanan. It shouldn't be kalabe necha, meaning don't say, oh, it's only asim midrabanan, big deal. How do I know that? Sharei smicha in the elamishum shvus. Because to do smicha on an animal on yontif would entail, in the worst case scenario, a shvus. You being mishtamish with a balchai. And like we spoke at in the introduction, being mishtamish with a balchai on yontif is not awesome at derei, so all it is awesome at the rabbanon. Yet, and you see the G'dayli Adar, they debated this and they argued this, whether you could do it on yontif, you can't do it on yontif. What's the big deal? All you're doing is a shvus. So says Rabbi Yechon, you see from here how severe, how chomer a shvus is. And lo oilam, al tehe shvus kalabei necha. Never make light of a shvus. What's lo oilam? Lo oilam means even if it's in the face of a dvar mitzvah. Meaning if, even if you're not just doing something frivolous, but I want to do a mitzvah, but doing the mitzvah is going to involve a shvus, even then I'll take kalabei necha. Because smicha isn't just a shvus, it's also a mitzvah. And you see that shvus is so chomer, nechleku ba gedoyle yadar, clearly that means that a shvus is a big deal. So really, at the surface, what was Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan was expressing a hergish. He was making a point, a general point. He was saying, you want to know how severe a shvus is? Lo'ilam al teh shvus kalabei necha, and you see it from this machloikis. But the Gemara, as we're about to see, thinks that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't just expressing a hergish, but Rabbi Yochanan was saying the halacha. There's some halachic novelty that we are supposed to understand from what it is Rabbi Yochanan said. And the Gemara immediately says pshita. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said is pasha. The hergish is very profound, but the halachic substance of what Rabbi Yochanan said is pasha. Meaning, what did he really say? We know nechleku gedoyli adar, whether you could do smicha on yantiv, you can't do smicha on yantiv. We know smicha is mer nito rishos, a shvus. We know you can't do a shvus on yantiv. As we're about to see, we're going to see, we know you can't even do a shvus b'maka mitzvah. So what is the substance? What exactly was Rabbi Yochanan saying? And the way the Mefarshim explain, the initial reaction of the Gemara of Pshita is that if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is that smicha is only the Rabbanon, and that was his point, that was the chiddush in what he was saying, that lo'ilam al teh shvus kalabei necha, because I'm telling you a chiddush that smicha shenechlu kubal gedoyli adar is only the Rabbanon. So the Gemara Pshita, everybody knows that smicha is only nisid Rabbanon. What is it that Raisa is a person violating if he does smicha? I mean, the only issa could be is being mishtamish with a balchayin. To be mishtamish with a balchayin yontiv is the nisid Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, no, shvus mitzvah, it's trichalei. What Reb Yochanan was coming to say was that the isser in our Mishnah is only an isser of shvus, and the chiddush is that even though you're doing it b'makom mitzvah, even then the chachamim were geyser on this shvus. But the Gemara says, anami pshita, that's something I also knew without Rabbi Yochanan. You know, you know that because that same Mishnah in Be'ah, Daf Lamed Vav, that says that you're not allowed to do a shvus on yontif, it says that all the shvusim are aser, even b'makom mitzvah. So the Gemara says, you're right. You want to know what the halachic chiddush of what Rabbi Yochanan is saying was? Lafuke mimanda amar besmicha gufa pli. There is a manda amar, and this manda amar is a mesachtes Be'ah Daf Chaf, where the manda amar says that the machloik is in our Mishnah, this five generation machloikis, the first machloikis in Klal Yisrael, yes smicha, no smicha, was not whether you could do smicha or not because of the shvos, but rather the shaila was something else. The shaila was, is there a chi of smicha on the karbonos of yontif, or is there no chi of smicha on the karbonos of yontif? There's a mandama that says that shaloi lismay holds that there's no obligation to do smicha. Kamashma meshvos with the bligi. That's what Rabbi Yechon wanted to clarify. He wanted to say that don't think the nechluku bug gedoyle adar was, is there a chi of smicha or no chi of smicha? No, the machloikis is whether you can do smicha or you cannot do smicha. Meaning, everybody holds as a chi of smicha. The question is, can I do it or can I not do it? What would be the reason not to be able to do it? Because of the shvus. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, that You see from the Mishnah how serious a Shavuos is, that there were Manda Amrim that held throughout the generations that you can't do smicha simply because of the fact that this is a Shavuos. And if that's the case, you see from here that a Shavuos can never be Kala Be'enecha. No, you see from the Mishnah, and really you see from the way Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah, and that is that the shayla yes smicha no smicha is a shayla of yes shvus no shvus. That smicha b'kolichay be'inan. That when you do smicha, you have to do smicha with all your might. Because if you're going to tell me you don't have to use all your koyach, you don't have to lean so dramatically on the animal. Ma'ika avid lismach, just do smicha. Meaning the iser smicha is that you be mishtamish b'lachayim. Mishtamish b'lachayim means you're engaged, you're all in. But if you're not going to be all in, so then you're not really being mishtamish b'lachayim. So if smicha doesn't necessarily have to be b'chol koichai, so what's the problem? Do smicha, don't do it b'chol koichai, it's efshel l'kayin shneim. You'll be able to do smicha and you won't have to worry about the shvos. Oh, I'm Rami Bar Chama, so Rami Bar Chama said, Shma mina, you see from here, smicha b'chol koichai b'ina. The Gemara says, is that true? Meisvei, alas, we akasha. It says in the Torah, Dabra el b'nei Yisrael, and it says immediately afterwards, v'samach. And we learn from there, B'nei Yisrael, Soimchim, B'nei B'nois Yisrael, Soimchais. So when the Torah mentions the mitzvah of smicha, right in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, Daber el B'nei Yisrael, and then it says, V'somach, right? Somach to Daber el B'nei Yisrael, it says V'somach. So the smichos, we learned that B'nei Yisrael, Soimchim, the ain't B'nois Yisrael, Soimchais. Only men have a mitzvah to do smicha, women don't do smicha. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, B'nois Yisrael, Soimchais, Rishos. Meaning, it's true. It says B'nei Yisrael v'samach, but it doesn't mean that a woman can't do smicha. What it means is she's not obligated to do smicha, but if she wants to do smicha, she can. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, Sachli Abba Lazar. I heard the following story from Abba Lazar. Once upon a time, we had an egel, we had a calf, and it was a shlomim. We brought it to Ezra's Nashim, the Samcha all of Nashim, and the women did smicha. And he continued, he said, Loi mipnesha smicha ben Nashim, not because there's a chi of smicha ben Nashim, elokide lasis not ruach le Nashim. But to give it nachas rox, Rabbi Yosef was proving from this story that even though smicha is really for men, not for women, but b'nois Yisrael soimcha is rishos. If they want to do smicha, they can do smicha. And how do we know that? He had a story. There was a maisa where there was an egel, it was a shlomim, it was brought to the Ezra's Nashim, the samchu all of Nashim. And the women did smicha. Now, he added and he said, not because there was a chiev, but they pasha wanted to placate the women. So kidei lasis nachas ruach l'nashim, they told him to do smicha. Now, if you're going to tell me that smicha has to be done b'chol koichoi, mishum nachas ruach l'nashim of din and avoid b'kachim, I don't understand. Nachas ruach l'nashim, that's very nice, you want them to feel good. But you're going to have them violate an iser? I mean, b'shleim, a man has a chi of smicha, so you'll tell me that even though there's a shvos, there were those that held that you do smicha, even though it entails a rishos. But if you're going to tell me that it entails a shvus, and you're allowing women to do it, kidei lasis nachas ruach l'noshim, it doesn't sound like for such a reason we would violate an iser. So the Gemara says, el olav shmami no, loy binan kol koichai. Maybe this is a right that really you don't need kol koichai, and if that's the case, really, you're not necessarily violating the shvus. So again, Rami Bar Chama said, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that every time you do smicha on yontif, really you're violating your shvus, must be smicha v'chol koicha b'inon. The Gemara's kasha is that you see from this maisa that they allowed the women to do it, must be it doesn't really involve an issa, must be it only b'chol koicha. So Gemara says, no, loyle mei b'lecha b'inon chol koicha, really you have to do b'chol koicha, and amalu ak v'yadaychu. That maisa where they told the women they can do smicha, they told the women specifically, don't do a b'chol koicha. I mean, just put your hands on benachas. Put it on very lightly, but don't do a b'chol koiches. The Gemara says, if that's the case, what did Abba Elazar say? He said there was a maisa where there were women that brought karbanas, and they told the women to do smicha, not because there was a chiv, but kidei lasis nachas ruach. It sounds like they were told to do real smicha. But if you tell me smicha really needs to be b'chol koichai, and the women didn't do it b'chol koichai, so if that's the case, loim b'pnei she smicha b'nashim, typically, the inner smicha klal. Abba Elazar should have said better. He made it sound like they did smicha, but not because they were mechuyev, but even though they were mechuyev, still they did it anyways. He should have said better. He should have said they didn't really do smicha, because smicha has to be b'chol koichai, and they didn't do it b'chol koichai. Rav Ami said, chada v'oid kamar. Abba Elazar meant to say that they told the women to do smicha, And Chada the Lesel Smicha Kal. He said, number one, don't think this was a Smicha because really it wasn't a Smicha. Because Smicha has to be Bechal Koicha, they didn't do a Bechal Koicha. But Oyram, besides, even had it been Bechal Koicha, could they last as Nachas Ruach Lenoshim? The whole thing was last as Nachas Ruach Lenoshim. Amra Papa, Papa said, Shmami, no. Another thing you see from this whole discussion is that Stodim Asum, that when you do that, the Isser to be Meshtamish Bebalchai is true not only on the animal itself, but the Isser to be Meshtamish Bebalchai is true even on the sides of the animal. Meaning, there's a tzad, and this is also a discussion, Masechtas Beyah, that the isser to be mishtamish b'chai is only on top of the animal. But on the sides of the animal, there's no isser. So Rabbi Papa said that you see from Rabbi Yochanan that stodim asurin as well. Why? Because isser v'dayt stodim mutarim. Because if you're going to tell me the sides are mutter, lismoich, then you should be able to do smicha. The point is that where was smicha done? It was done on the head of the animal. The head of the animal, the Gemara assumes, is the equivalent to the size of the animal. So if you're allowed to do smicha on the sides, you'd be allowed to do smicha on the head as well. Which means that when you do smicha, it's not really violating the isser of being mishtamish b'bal chai. So if it's not violating the isser, what's the problem? El laf shemami no, it's not the masura. Must be the head is a problem. If the head is a problem, the sides are a problem. Gemara says, Rav Asher, Rav Asher says, no, I feel the time it's tzadim mutar. Maybe I'll tell you it's tzadim are really mutar. Called the bahadi gaba ki gaba domi. There's a chiluk between the size of the animal and the head of the animal. The head of the animal, Rashi says, is shovel the goyve hagav shel behema. At the very least, it's still equal to the back of the animal. So the head is not considered sides. It's like the back, and as a result, it's even if tzadim would be mutter, the head would still be aser, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan knew, that when a person does smicha, he's really violating this iser to be mishtamish bebalchai. So again, this is a gemara that talks a little bit about kachim, smicha, it's tucked away here in the middle of all the sugis that we're learning here in Masechtas Chagiga, but just to recap what it is we just did. The Mishnah mentioned on the bottom of Tezayin Amar Aleph that there was an age-old machloikis. Literally, it spanned generations, the earliest generations of Tanan. The first machloikis in history, Rashi says. Whether when a Yid brought his karbonos yachid on Yontif, the Shalmi Chagiga, the Ilasriya, was there smicha or was there no smicha? There were those that held yes smicha, there were those that held no smicha. What would be the reason not to do smicha? There's a mitzvah to do smicha. So what's the big deal? Why shouldn't you do smicha? So Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason that there were those that held you can't do smicha is because doing smicha involves being mishtamish b'bal chai, and it's a mishnah in Beyo. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with a bal chai on yontif, even l'dvar mitzvah. And it's for that reason there were those that hold no, not to do smicha. Now there were others that held, yeah, do smicha. But the bottom line is, you want to know what the issue was? The issue was as it relates to a problem of being mishtamish b'bal chai. Being mishtamish b'bal chai is an issue, and it's for that reason there was a major discussion whether this is something you can do or whether this is something you cannot do. And the Gemara said that from this statement that Rabbi Yochanan said, I think we can learn some chidushim. Chidushim in the laws of smicha and chidushim in the laws of being mishtamish b'bal chai. Rami Bar Chama said, Shma mino smicha b'chol koichai b'inon. You see from here that smicha must have to happen b'chol koichai. Why? Because if doing smicha violates the isid rabbanon of being mishtamish b'bal chai, we know the only time you're being mishtamish b'bal chai is if you do a b'chol koichai. So must be smicha is also b'chol koichai. So shma mino smicha b'chol koichai b'inon. That was one thing the Gemara said. Another thing the Gemara said was, Amr Rapapa, Rapapa said, Shma minot stodim asurim. That it must be that the iser mishtamish b'bal chai is true even on the sides of the animal, meaning not only on the back of the animal. Because where was smicha done? It wasn't done on the back of the animal. It was done on the head of the animal. The head should be like the sides. What's the common denominator between the head and the animal and the sides of the animal? They're both not the back of the animal. So if the iser is only on the back, it's not on the stodim. So based on that, what would be the problem? The Gemara deflected Rav Rami Bar Chomish Shmamino. The Gemara deflected Rav Papa Shmamino. And with that, we move on to the next Mishnah, which is a continuation as it relates to discussing the behemoth of Yontif. Zok the Mishnah. B'sham Yemin B'sham I says, Mevi'in Shlomin Ve'in Tzayim Chanal Le'yem. B'sham I says, then on Yontif, you're allowed to bring the carbon Shlomin. Ve'in Tzayim Chanal Le'yem, however, you're not allowed to do smicha, but oilos. You can't bring the oilos. According to Beishama, you are not allowed to bring the oilos on Yontif. You can bring the shlom. Basil says, you can bring the shlom and you can bring the oilos. Additionally, you're allowed to do smicha. So at first glance, we have a machloikis between Beishama and Basil. Could you bring the carbonos oilo? Could you bring the oilos on Yontif? Could you not bring the oilos on Yontif? According to Basil, you can. And according to Beishama, you cannot. Now, what would be the reason not to be able to bring the oilos on Yontif? because bringing a carbon involves doing malacha. Now you're allowed to do malachas oichel nefesh on yantiv, but the oilas riyah was kulay legvaya, so it wasn't a malachas oichel nefesh. So you can understand why Shammai would say that it's going to be a problem. Beis Hillel says that even though it's not oichel nefesh for you, but it's oichel nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's achilas gevaya, bishulchan gevaya. Right? When Yid brought a carbon, he's feeding kaviyachol. And for that reason, it's something that's going to be mutar on yantiv. But as it relates to the shlamim, everyone holds you can bring the shlamim. Why does everybody hold you can bring the shlamim? Because the shlamim was eaten. And because the shlamim was eaten, it's not different than any other carbon of, or any other melacha that's being done with tzarech eichel nefesh, which is something that you're allowed to do on yantiv. Stating that, Rashi here in the Mishnah says a very big chiddush. Rashi says that even though Beis Shammai, Omrim, Bevi, and Shlomim, it doesn't mean all the Shlomims. It's only the Shalmei Simcha, but the Shalmei Chagiga not. The Shalmei Chagiga you not be able to bring. That even Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga, and the whole machloik is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is with regards to the Oilas Riyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. The only time Beis Shammai holds that you're allowed to bring the Shlomim is the Shalmei Simcha. What's the difference? What's the difference? Shalmei Simcha you could bring because it was eaten. The Shalmei Chagiga you should also be able to bring. The Shalmei Chagiga was also eaten. The Teretz says the Shalmei Chagiga was eaten, but Rashi holds that the Iker of the Shalmei Chagiga was Legvaya. It's really a carbon fashan. Nervos, you're allowed to eat from that carbon as well. But being that it's Iker not Oichel Nefesh, it's Be'ikr Legvaya, therefore Beis Shammai treats it like the Oilas Riyah, and Beis Shammai says you're not going to be able to eat it. The Makar to this Rashi, Tosfos brings as a Yerushalmi. It's interesting that the Gemara Masechtas Be'ah, in that Sugya where the Gemara talks about this is discussed in Masechtas Be'ah as well, that's Hilchos Yontif, right? Chagiga is the laws of the Chagiga, Be'ah is the laws of Yontif. So in the laws of Yontif, this is discussed. Over there, it's Mefurish in the Gemara, not that way. It's Mefurish in the Gemara that according to Beis Shammai, you can bring a Shlomim, it's not just the Shalmi Simcha. It's the Shalmei Chagiga as well. So really, it's a machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. According to Beis Shammai, if you can bring the Shalmei Chagiga, you can't bring the Shalmei Chagiga. Why Rashi paskined or was mefarish the Mishnah like the Yerushalmi, not like the Bavli? That's a good question, and it's something that's discussed. But either way, we'll be mefarish the Mishnah and the Gemara the way Rashi is mefarish it here in Chagiga Yedzayin Amad Aleph, and that is that when Beis Shammai says Mevi'in Shlomim, he means the Shalmei Simcha, but really the Shalmei Chagiga not. So really, the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is sai regarding the Oilas Riyah and sai with regards to the Shalmei Chagiga. Says the Mishnah Vayta, Tzeres Choli is Erev Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you want to bring your karbonis. You want to bring the Oilas Riyah, the Shalmei Chagiga. So let's see. According to Beis Shammai, could you bring the Oilas Riyah? No, it's Shavuos. You can't bring it on Yontif. What about the Shalmei Chagiga? The way Rashi's Mefarish here, and Chagiga Yedzayin Amin Aleph, based on the Yerushalmi, you wouldn't be able to bring the Shalmei Chagiga either. So you can't bring it on Friday. Okay, you'll push it off till tomorrow. Could you do it tomorrow? Tomorrow Shabbos? No, you're going to have to push it off until Sunday. According to Beis Hillel, you can bring it on Friday. It's Erev Shabbos. That's fine. It means it's a short day, but you can do it. And by the way, it's Yontif, so it's fine. That's not going to be an issue. You don't have to push it off as well. Sok the Mishnah. Tzeres Shecholi is Erev Shabbos. When Shavuos falls down on Erev Shabbos, B'Shammai says Yom Tevayach Achas Shabbos. You have to push everything off until after Shabbos. Meaning the Yom Tevayach, the day you're going to bring the Karbonis, is going to be Sunday. So Beis Hillel says, Ein Yom Tevayach Achas Shabbos. You don't have to push it off until after Shabbos. You can do it on Yontif itself. Moedim, everyone agrees, Shecholi is B'Shabbos, that if Shavuos falls down on Shabbos, you for sure can't bring these Karbonis. She Yom Tevayach Achas Shabbos, that for sure you're going to have to bring it after Shabbos. Why can't you bring it on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos you can't even do Malachas Eichel Nefesh. Yontif you can do Malachas Eichel Nefesh. Shabbos you can't. Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh B'Kelim. In the event that Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, and as a result we're pushing off the Karbonis of Shavuos until the day after. Okay, the day after is Yontif. Says the Mishnah, a very, very interesting Chiddush, that you have to be memayit the level of Simcha that you incorporate into that day. For example, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear his nice clothing. Now, as Machlokes Rashi tells us what this means, Rashi says that if the Kohen Gadol wants to put on his nicest suit that he owns, forget about Shmoy de Begad and Melacha, stop, he wants to dress well, can't do it. According to Tosfos, it means, no, the Kohen Gadol can't wear a Shmoy de Begad. Now, if he can't wear Shmoy de Begad, it means he can't do the Avoidah, because he can't do the Avoidah without the Shmoy de Begad. He'll be a Mechus de Begad. But either way, the Kohen Gadol is Memayit in his glory. Additionally, this day, even though we're bringing all of the Karbonos on Yontif, you're allowed to do Hesped and Tainis, and the reason is, it's Lahoitzi Miliban Shal Tzedoikim, because the Tzedoikim held that Shavuos was always on a Sunday. They held that Shavuos always had to fall on a Sunday. So being that right now Shavuos is falling out on a Sunday, so we might a little bit. And we say that on a day like today, we're going to withdraw, Mutter behesper v'tainis. Don't wear shniyantif tigger begadim. Even though it makes sense you should because you're bringing all the karbanis today. It doesn't matter. It's not something that we're going to do. So the end of the Mishnah discuss what happens if Shavuos falls out on a Friday. When exactly are you going to bring the Shavuos karbanis? According to Beis Hillel, Friday. According to Beis Shammai, you can never bring karbanis on yantif. Can't do it on Shabbos either. You're going to push it off until Sunday, which is really 2 days after Shavuos. If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, even Beis Hillel holds you're going to have to push it off until Sunday. But the bottom line is a concept of pushing off the karbanis of Shavuos and bringing it after Shavuos. The truth is, this is very reminiscent of the Mishnah that we learned in the first parak, the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, Daf Zayin Amid Beis, where the Mishnah discussed the concept of Tashlumin as it relates to the karbanis of Yontif. So Yid was supposed to bring his karbanis on Yontif. What happens if he didn't bring it, on the first day Yontif? What if he didn't bring it the first day Yontif? He has Tashlumen. So the reason you could bring the Shavuos karbanis on Sunday is because it's a din Tashlumen. But the truth is, it's a little bit of a chiddush by Shavuos. Why? On Pesach, what does Tashlumen mean? You're supposed to bring it the first day Pesach. If you didn't bring it the first day Pesach, you have 7 days, the whole Pesach. On Sukkot, you're supposed to bring it the first day Sukkot. If you bring it the first day Sukkot, you could do it even on Shmini Atzeret. Shavuos, the whole Yontif is one day. So if the whole Yontif is one day, so what do you mean you have Tashlumen? That's really a chiddush, and that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Amar Abalaz, Amar Aboishe. How do you know that if a person didn't bring the karbanos he was supposed to bring on the first day Shavuos, he has 7 days to bring it? Shneimer the pasuk says b'chagah matzus b'chagah Shavuos b'chagah Sukkos. So the Torah says the yontif of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos all together. Makish chagah Shavuos b'chagah matzus. Why did the Torah have to mention the yom tovim together to make a hekesh between Shavuos and Pesach? Machagah matzus. Yesh lo tashlumin kol sheva. Just like Pesach, this tashlumin kol sheva. So if you didn't bring the karbanos on the first day Pesach, you have the whole 7 days to bring it. Afchagah Shavuos, yesh lo tashlumin kol sheva. So to on Shavuos, you have all 7 days to bring it. Fake the Gemara v'ema makish b'chagah Sukkos. Why are you comparing it to Pesach to tell me that you have 7 days? Maybe compare it to Sukkos and tell me you have 8 days. Just like on Sukkos you have 8 days, Afchagah Shavuos Yeshu Tashlumin Kol Shmoino. Maybe on Sukkos you also have 8 days. So the Gemara says eight. No, Sukkos is not 8 days. Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmeihu. So you don't have 8 days on Sukkos because Shmini Atzeres is its own Yontif. The Gemara says no. Emet Amrinu Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmeihu. When do we say Shmini Atzeres is Regel Bifnei Atzmeihu? Hanimilin in Pesach Kshav. That's regarding those 6 things. I in Rashi what they are. Avelin in Tashlumin. But when it comes to Tashlumin the Rishenu, then for sure you could. Meaning if a person didn't bring it on the first day, so because he does have 8 days to bring it. The Tan, it's a Mishnah. Someone that didn't bring his carbon on the first day of Sukkos, you have the whole Yontif to bring it, the Yontif Achron and the Yontif Achron as well. And by the way, where's this Mishnah? In the first parak, we just had this Mishnah. So you have 7 days to do the Tashlumin of Pesach, 8 days for Sukkos. So we're saying, it says, B'chagah Matzus, B'chagah Shavuos, B'chagah Sukkos, Makish, Chagah Shavuos, T'chagah Matzus. Just like Chagah Matzus, you have 7 days. So to Shavuos, you have 7 days. Frank the Gemara, be Makish, T'chagah Sukkos. Just like Chagah Sukkos, you have 8 days here too, you should have 8 days. And for the Gemara, to fast them, Ruba, like to fast them, more to fast them. Anytime I can choose more, I can choose less, you always choose less. So to fast the Meruba, which is Sukkos, 8 days, loy tafasta, tafasta muet, which is Pesach, 7 days, tafasta. Okay, so it says b'chagah matzos v'chagah shvuos v'chagah sukkos. We know now why it says b'chagah matzos v'chagah shvuos, to be makish shvuos to Pesach. Why did it say b'chagah sukkos? Why is that in the pasuk? What's that teaching us? So the Gemara says, La'kushe l'chagah matzos. You want to know why the Torah wrote chagah sukkos? To compare it to chagah matzos. There's a hekish going on, a second hekesh in this pasuk between Pesach and Sukkos. How so? Ma chagah matzis ton lino. Just like chagah matzis is a din lino, af chagah Sukkos ton lino. So too by Sukkos is a din lino. So what's this din lino on Pesach? So a yid came to Eretz Yisrael, he came to Yerushalayim. The first day is Pesach. Number one, he had to bring the carbon Pesach, Erev Pesach. And number two, on Pesach itself, he had a Chivriah, and he had to bring the carbonas. Okay, Yontif is one day in Eretz Yisrael. The night, Matzah Yontif, he wants to go home. He can't go home. You have to do lino. You have to wait until the next morning. We know that by Pesach, Makish, Sukkos to Pesach, just like by Pesach, there's such a din, Sukkos, you have this din as well. The words of Ahasim, how do you know this halacha by Pesach? The chsiv, it says in the Torah, Ufanisa baboiker v'halachto l'oyolecha. It says, you're going to go home Pesach time, this pasuk's by Pesach, when baboiker, in the morning you're going to go home. So you see clearly, This is a din by Pesach. Once I know it by Pesach, I know it by Sukkot as well. So the bottom line is, it says b'chag matzos, b'chag shvuos, b'chag sukkos. There's two occasion going on. When makish chag matzos, the chag shvuos, to teach me that there's tashlumim shiva for chag shvuos, and when makish chag matzos, the chag sukkos, to tell me just like b'chag matzos is a din lina, so to chag sukkos there's going to be a din lina as well. Zok the gemara tanu rabban tanan. We learned in the mishnah, our mishnah, tzerish cholis erev Shabbos. If shvuos falls on erev Shabbos, b'shami says. We push off the Karbonos to Sunday because Beishamai holds that you can't bring the Karbonos on Yantav. Beisilim, Beisilim says, Ein lo yom tovayach. There's no yom tovayach as well. So the Gemara says, my love, what does Beisilim mean when they say Ein lo yom tovayach? Doesn't it mean Ein lo yom tovayach klal? It sounds like the Machleb Beishamai still is. Beishamai says if Shavuos falls down on Erev Yantav, you push it off to Sunday. Beisilim says, there's no such thing as pushing off Shavuos. There's no tashlumin for Shavuos. Ein lo yom tovayach klal. Never. Not only in this case. Never. Now, granted, in this case, Beisil holds you wouldn't need tashlumin anyways, because Beisil holds you could bring the Karbanos on Yantiv. Yantiv fell out on Erev Shabbos, just bring the Karbanos. But when Beisil says ein lo yom tovayach, he means ein lo yom tovayach klal. The Gemara says, isn't that what he means? The Gemara says, no, it's not what he means. What Beisil means is, ein etzricha yom tovayach. You don't need a yom tovayach. Why not? Because Beis Hillel, you can bring the Karbanos on Yantiv. But the Gemara says, oh, my Kamash, well, what's the Chiddush? Meaning, why are we having this Machloikis? The Makrivina B'Yoyme? So what's the Machloikis on Beis Hillel? Whether you can bring the Karbanos on Yantiv or not? They already argued this. That was the ratio of the Mishnah. The Tanan, Bishami says, Bevin Shlomim, Vein Soim Chanaleim, Avaloyotis. Bishami says, you can bring Shlomim, the way Rashi explained it in the Mishnah, you can bring the Shlomim Simcha, but you can't bring the Shlomim Chagig, you can't bring the Eilos Riyot. Bishami says, Bevin Shlomim, Vailos, you can bring the Shlomim and the Eilos, Vesim Chanaleim, and you can do Smicha. So what's the Gemara? What's the Gemara's Kasha? If the Machloy Bishami Bisil, as it relates to Shavuos falling down on Erev Shabbos, is just the same machlokes as the Reish and the Mishnah, they're arguing whether you need to push it off, you don't need to push it off. Everybody holds this tashlumen by Shavuos. They're just arguing whether you need to in this case. So what's the chiddush? We know from the Reish that Bishamay holds you can't bring these karbanos on Yantav. Bishamay holds you can. So good. You want to apply it? Apply the formula and however you want to apply it. Yeah. What would be if Shavuos falls down in Erev Shabbos? Right. I hear. But I need the Mishnah to tell me that. The Gemara says, yeah, tzricha. I do. There's a chiddush in this case. You know why? Because had I only had the first case, but I would have thought, b'ha'kam b'shamay b'shum de'ef shalamacha. I would have thrown, when does Beishamai hold that you don't bring Karbanos Ayantiv if you can bring it the next day? Avol Hacha, but in the Sefer, in the Mishnah, the case where Shavuos fell out on Erev Shabbos, maybe there'd be Moedul Beisil. Why? Maybe the only time Beishamai says you don't bring Karbanos Ayantiv, Yantiv's only one day in Eretz Yisrael. I'll bring it tomorrow, I'll bring it on day two. But when Shavuos falls out on Friday, you can't bring it on day two, because day two is Shabbos. So now you already have to push it off to day three. So I would have thought to push it off to day three, that already is not such a good idea. Why not? So Rashi says, because we're afraid that if you're going to push it off 2 days, you may never bring it already. You may not bring it at all. You're pushing it off 2 days, you're pushing it off already too much. So therefore, I needed to know that Beishamai holds his halacha that you don't bring the Karbanos on Yantiv, even when Yantiv falls out on Erev Shabbos, where you're pushing it off 2 days. Okay, so just tell me the machloik is in that case. I would talk about Beisil. Maybe that's the only time that Beisil holds you do bring the Karbanos on Yantiv. Because you can't do it tomorrow, we don't want to push it off 2 days. But when Yantiv falls out on a Tuesday, the bottom line is the Gemara says that really the Machloek B'Sham Bisil in the Reish and the Machloek B'Sham Bisil in the Seif is the same Machloekis. Whether you can bring this Karbanos Yantiv, you can't bring this Karbanos Yantiv. Why would that Mishnah have to tell me this Machloekis twice? Once to tell me where Yantiv is not Erev Shabbos, and once to tell me when Yantiv is Erev Shabbos. Why does this halacha care if Yantiv is Erev Shabbos or not? Oh, it cares because if Yantiv is Erev Shabbos and you're not going to bring the Karbanos on Yantiv, you're going to have to push it off 2 days. So you would have thought maybe over there it's different. That's the Chiddush. So I'll dig Gemara again. So we're going back to the Chiddush of Rabbi Lozam, Rabbi Ishia, that said that Shavuos also has Tashlumen. That just like Pesach has Tashlumen 7 days, Sukkot has Tashlumen 8 days, Shavuos has Tashlumen 7 days. How do I know it? It says B'chag HaMatzos V'chag HaShavuos, B'makish Chag HaMatzos V'chag HaShavuos. Just like Chag HaMatzos 7 days, so to Chag HaShavuos 7 days. I maybe be makish at the Chag HaSukkot and have 8 days. Tafas the Meruba, like Tafas. Ok, Tomorrow Toshma. Mishlei Chag Shivasi Mea Pesach. A Bryce, someone that didn't bring the Karbanos during the 7 days of Pesach, v'shmoinis mi'achag, and during the 8 days of Sukkot, v'yantiv shel atzeres, and he didn't bring it on yantiv shel atzeres, shuvei nechoike, can't bring it anymore. My love, yantiv shel atzeres. It sounds like you have 1 day to bring it, right? You have 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, and Shavuos. So it sounds like there's no tashlumen when it comes to Shavuos. So the Gemara says, lo, yom tovayach. What it means is, If you didn't bring it during the Yemei Tashlumin of Shavuos, you don't have to bring it on Shavuos. You have Shavuos and all the Yemei Tashlumin. So, okay, so I hear. You see that there's a Yom Tashlumin, but what was the Lashon? Yom Tiv Shalatzeres is one day. Yom Tavayach is one day. So, should we at least prove that you only have one day of Tashlumin? What did Rabbi Yeshia say? You have 7 days of Tashlumin. It sounds like it's only one day. The Gemara says, Ima Yemei Tavayach. Just edit it. Not Yom Tavayach, but rather Yemei Tavayach. Tashma, I'll bring you another right. The Tani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught the following Braisa. Amr Torah, Manei Yom Vekadish Chodesh. The Torah said you should count days, and then be Kaddish Rosh Chodesh, right? There's a concept of Rosh Chodesh has Kedusha. So you count days and you lead up to Rosh Chodesh. Manei Yom V'Kaddish Atzeres. Torah also said count days. Svartim Lachem. And eventually you'll be Mekaddish Shavuos. Mach Chodesh L'Menuyav. Just like the Chodesh is what? It's a day. You're counting days. And as a result, you're going to have a day of Kedusha. Afatzeres L'Menuyav. So to Shavuos is the same way. You're counting days, and ultimately you're going to have a day of Kedusha. My love, Gama Michoidesh. So the Gemara says, it sounds like it's Mamish Choidesh, right? Machoidesh, Yom Echol. Just like Choidesh is one day, Afatzeres Yom Echol. So to Atzeres should be one day. Meaning, Mane Yom in the Kaddish Choidesh, Mane Yom in the Kaddish Atzeres. So it sounds like just like the Rosh Chodesh is the equivalent to what it was you counted. You counted days, so you ended up with a day of Kedusha. So to Shavuos is going to be the equivalent to what it is you counted. Amarovas, Rovas, Avetizbra, is that true? Ata Atzeres, Yom Manina, Shavuos, Lemanina. You make it sound like you only count days, but you don't count weeks when it comes to Shavuos. Vam Rabbi, Abai, said Mitzvah Limni, Dechsev Tismar Chamishim Yom. There's a mitzvah to count days when it comes to Shavuos. It says 50 days, Mitzvah Limni Shavuos. And there's a mitzvah to count weeks as well. Dechsev Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach. So there is a mitzvah to count weeks. So who said Shavuos has to be a day? Shavuos can be a week. Now Shavuos is a day. What does it mean Shavuos is a week? Because you made Tashlumin. So from the fact that it says count and then be Mekadosh doesn't mean that there's no Tashlumin. Because other Rabbah, you see there's a mitzvah to count. And besides, the Gemara says, "Va'oy Chag Shavuos Ksev." What's the name of the Yontif? It's the festival of weeks. It's Chag HaShavuos. So you see, weeks definitely plays a role. Zok de Gemara. Devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana. In the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, they taught the same halacha. They taught the halacha that says that there's a din tashlumin of Shavuos. And the din tashlumin of Shavuos is learned out from somewhere else. Meaning, with the saying that if somebody didn't bring the karbonis on Shavuos, you have tashlumin. What's the tashlumin? 7 days. How do you know 7 days? B'chag HaMatzos, b'chag HaShavuos, b'chag HaSukkos. B'makish, Shavuos to Matzah, says the Gemara in the Shiva Lezer ben Yaakov, they had a different makar to this halacha. What was the makar? The makar was, it says in the Torah, Amakra ukrasim be'etzem ayayim ezeh mikro kodesh. It's referring to Shavuos. It says, ukrasim make Shavuos kodesh. And then it says, right afterwards, ubekutzruchem es ksir artzachem. Then when you're going to reap your grain, when you're going to harvest your field, it sounds like you're harvesting the field on Yontif. What's an example of a yontif where you can harvest and at the same time it's yontif? It must be chag atzeres. Now the Gemara says emas. When? First of all, because that's the yontif of the harvest, right? That's the chag atzer. Gemara says emas. Ilema biyontif doesn't mean yontif itself. Ksir biyontif ishari. Inaldu ksir on yontif. Elav tashlumin. It must be there's some extra credit days where if a person didn't bring his carbon, it's going to be considered to us on some level. And you see clearly there's tashlumin. Sokti gemara. So essentially we have two makaris now to this halach of tashlumin for shvuos. Number one, the chag amatzis of the chag shvuos. And number two, we have a new interesting makar. Ukrasem uvekutzrecha. Obviously we're talking about shvuos. And you see clearly that there's a time on Shavuos that you can do Ktsira. You can't do Ktsira on Yontif. It's one of the Lama Tas Malachas. It's not Eichel Nefesh. It's not something you can do. Must be. It's referring to the Yimei Tashlumin. So the Gemara says like the Tzavagav Itma the Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Yishiya. Even though Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Yishiya already had a Makar. What was the Makar B'chag HaMatzos B'chag HaShavuos? It's Ruch Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov. I need the second Makar. I need the Makar who crossed him because of white. Imin the Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Yishiya. Because I only had Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Yishiya. Have I mean I would have thought Mat Tashlumin Shachag HaMatzos Asa Basiyas Malacha. I would have thought that just like the Tashlumin of Chag HaMatzos. So he says, also Basiyas Malacha. Right, what's the Makar according to Rabbi Yishiya? Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos. I would have thought it's 7 days of real Malacha, 7 days of real Yontif, 7 days of Issa Malacha. So I would have thought, Av Tashlumi Yatzeres, Nami Yosef Basiyas Malacha. Kamash Wunder Velez Ben Yaakov. What did Velez Ben Yaakov say? Uve Kutzrechem. You could do Ktsiri during those days. It's not a real Yontif. Vimid Velez Ben Yaakov. Had he only Velez Ben Yaakov, Luyadana Kama. I wouldn't know how many days. He just said, Ukrasim Uve Kutzrechem. There's a day. Maybe it's just one more day. The day after Shavuos, you can go ahead and do Malacha and you can do Tashlumin. Kamashlun the Rulaz Rambo Ishiya, that we're Makashat to Pesach. It's just like Pesach has 7 days. So too, this is going to be 7 days. So we're stopping here. simply because it's the next daf, but we're stopping here mid-sugya. But what we're discussing is, again, the karbonis of Yontif, the Shalmi Chagiga Da'ilas Ria. The Katchili is supposed to bring it the first day Yontif. What if you didn't bring it the first day Yontif? You have Tashlumin. How long Tashlumin do you have? On Pesach, it's easy. The whole Yontif, you have 7 days. Sukkis is a little bit of a chiddush that even Shmini Atzeres, even though that Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres, regular with Neatz, but you can do it Shmini Atzeres. Shavuos is the biggest chiddush that even though the whole Yontif is 1 day, but really you have 7 days to do it. How do I know it? So what emerges from where we're holding at this point is we have two sources. Number one, b'chag ha-matzis, b'chag ha-shuos, b'chag ha-sukkis, b'makish chag ha-shuos, b'chag ha-matzis. Just b'chag ha-matzis, you have 7 days, so to shuos, you have 7 days. What do you mean you have 7 days? It means you have to make tashlumen. We have another makar. It says, u'krosem. You can call it yontif, and then immediately afterwards, u'v'kutzrachem is k'tzira artzachem. It's yontif, and you're doing k'tzira, must be. There's on some level hashpois of yantiv, but at the same time you're able to do malacha, must be referring to the yemei tashlumen. And the Gemara said that the two makaris really complement each other. Because from the first makar, I would have thought the hekesh should be taken very literally. And maybe there's no hetem malacha, maybe it's really yantiv. Ubekutzrachem teaches and you could do malacha. From Ubekutzrachem alone, I wouldn't know it's 7 days. The hekesh, the chag ha-matzis is teaching me that it's 7 days.